My name is Mick Gambler. I'm a longtime apprentice and student of Taylor Starr's, and it's my pleasure today to have him with us conducting this rare one-on-one candid interview. Taylor, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Lots of rumors on Black Ops. It seems that more and more people are finding out about Black Ops, which is telling me that someone out there is talking.
Yeah.
But I think when you have something that's powerful, it's very difficult for people not to discuss it amongst themselves.
And just real quick, that's something we really pushed, and we're still really pushing. But also, we weren't stupid. You know, we knew that people would be sharing this information even against our will.
Well, let's get started with some of the rumors that are out there going across the community right now, or the various communities, because, as you've mentioned, I'm sure plenty of times, Black Ops actually pulls from four separate subcultures and communities of persuasion. I've noticed this in neuro-linguistic programming and even into the hacking culture.
Exactly.
One of the biggest things out there right now is that Black Ops is mind control. True or false?
Definitely true. It's definitely true. It is mind control. Anytime you're making decisions for people, you're controlling their mind. Now, with that said, a lot of people do that as well. You know, everyone, you know, it's like I tell people in the course, a lot of people have attempted to persuade and do mind control. They're just horrible at it. You know, they're just no good at it. And this really is the only way to truly do it successfully without telling them about it, without letting them know.
That makes sense. Well, another one, and to me this is kind of funny, but it's a valid question, especially from an outsider looking in, especially from the point of view that someone who's seen the results that this kind of technology can bring about so rapidly. I guess in some instances people do have a right to be afraid. But one question that I've heard is that does this have anything to do with evil or black magic or witchcraft or anything like that?
You would be surprised how many questions like that I get. I really do. I get a lot of emails of people asking that. No, this is absolutely nothing about that. I'll tell you what this is about. It's about using your brain more than the 10% the average person does. This is about knowing your social situations, your social dynamics, knowing what people are going to do before they do it. That way you can calculate what you're going to do. It's thinking a couple steps ahead. And what was so amazing about the course, and you'll see, go listen to more on steering and go listen to more on pulling strings, and that's in the majors CD. But that right there just shows you how to not even have to think to fully have an interesting conversation with someone. And that way you can be thinking about what you really want to do.
I understand. It's almost like instead of just driving down the road, you actually look at the map.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's such a great analogy.
What about people who are under Black Ops hypnosis? Are they unconscious or asleep or anything like that?
No. The whole goal of Black Ops is to be able to do it and hide those feelings that they will be getting from the trance with normal interaction feelings someone might get. And so that's why Black Ops works, is because it is very covert. It's under the skin. So no, they would not know. They would not be unconscious, fall out, or anything like that. The goal here is to make people change their minds instantly in front of you without them even knowing.
Now, here's something people are afraid about, and for very, very good reason. If you're under Black Ops, if you have someone under Black Ops, would they be likely to reveal deep, dark secrets, things they might be ashamed of, things they might not want anyone to know while they were under?
You know, it's funny. In this course, I have the Black Ops Truth Extractor, which is solely that. So, yes, they definitely would. And that is part of this. And let me tell you something else. The reason people need to know this technology is not just to be able to use it, but is to make sure people do not do it to them. If you don't know what to look for, you'd have no clue what's happening.
Just in terms of speaking on a general level, it is possible for someone to do something that goes against their moral character.
Definitely. And that, to me, is what is so interesting about some of the emails I receive from, unfortunately, I hate to say, but the ignorant people in the world. There's a lot of hypnotists and hypnotherapists out there that truly believe you cannot hypnotize someone into doing something against their will. I get a lot of emails from people, you know, saying that's just Taylor, that's not true. And it's funny because it is most definitely true. I've seen it so many times. And even more amazing than that, it's not that difficult for them to be so close-minded. And I've said it before, people just believe what they are told.
Yeah, well, that is a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think really the secret to it, without giving away too much, but maybe these people do have a point that, sure, it is impossible to do something that's against their will, but it's not impossible to change what their will factually is.
And that right there is where Black Ops lies.
That is
the base of Black Ops.
Yeah.
Is if you can change someone's will, and how do we do that? We know their social dynamic. We know the social situation. We are the conversation controllers. We are Oz. We are the man behind the curtain. We are the person pulling the strings, making the shots, and telling them what to do subconsciously. So, yes, no doubt, you can change someone's will without them knowing by using covert tactics.
Can you get stuck in it? Can you get stuck in Black Ops? Like if you were to go on and run a pattern on someone, would it last forever?
You could not get stuck in a no-cleaver trance. You could not get stuck in any type of trance. Could you get stuck in Black Ops? That is more of a theoretical question. That would be almost impossible to answer. Listen to part of the advanced techniques and philosophy section of this course that goes over very, very advanced techniques and talks about that kind of stuff.
Here's a question that that I've had people ask me regarding this technology. Is that, can you make someone have amnesia or cause them to go insane or have any sort of adverse mental effects from this?
Yes. I would say you definitely could. Once again, it's all about intention and your intention. It wouldn't necessarily take even Black Ops for some of those things, if you think about it, to make someone go insane. I mean, if you took an average man, put him in a white room out of nowhere, didn't tell him what was going on, and with no windows or no anything left in there, he'd probably go insane. You see? So anything is possible. Anything that can happen in reality is possible to do it mentally.
And I guess, speaking of reality, if you take someone and you change their reality, sometimes even only slightly, you can throw them off balance so much to the point that they're like putty in your hands, to use a cliched term.
Yes.
So the situation of taking an ordinary man off the street and then just poof, he's in a white room out of nowhere, may sound extreme, but using Black Ops, you can do that subconsciously to people and change their mental perception and therefore change their reality on a subtle level or on a major level, and by doing so put them off balance, and you're able to immediately gain the upper hand and control, which I find very fascinating.
That is where the no cleaver comes in so well. But yeah, no doubt, using these techniques like the Black Mirror operation, once you confuse them and you can break them down mentally, then you are in control. There's no option there.
Well, has anyone ever died from this kind of thing?
No.
Not that you know.
Yeah.
Can anyone use Black Ops on someone totally against their will?
Yes, definitely. That was actually why Black Ops was invented. Once these extraordinary men had these mastermind meetings, 4 years ago, before it was even developed, and started coming up with different ideas, that was one of the reasons it was of its invention.
Now, if I'm under Black Ops, all right, and you've got me under, and you've run a no-cleaver pattern, or whatever, maybe Black Mirror, and we're in this state of rapport, am I more likely to feel relaxed or anxiety, or is that something that you as the operator would control?
I would control that. And we call it the roller coaster effect. And that's the idea. You want to make them feel relaxed. You want them to feel anxious. You want to give them an emotional roller coaster of feeling and effects. And you can do that with simple comments and scripts that are actually in the Underground Hypnosis course that will tell you exactly how to do that kind of stuff.
I guess if you think about it, one could argue or simply comment that one of the greatest or at least most widespread practitioners of that very thing would be the movie industry.
Yes.
And one could also observe that some of the most popular movies are movies where the viewer or the participant is taken on the most drastic of roller coaster rides.
Yes.
You think about some of the blockbuster movies, it's never the same emotion the entire time. So what draws people in is that constant change.
You think of the big blockbuster movies, the superhero movies and stuff, they take them from the romantic change to, it's all about the ride.
And it reminds me really of what you've discussed in terms of strings and so forth.
Have you ever watched a movie before and at the end you're just worn out?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what this is about.
So you could feel relaxed, anxious, whatever, and as the person who is on the receiving end of Black Ops.
Yes.
All right. Well, so what if you're in an emergency situation on the spot? And for example, you needed to get out of a traffic ticket or something.
Could you use Black Ops for that?
Yeah, you definitely could. To get out of a traffic ticket, it would first be, you'd have to have the intention. You know, when they're walking up, you'd have to know exactly what you want them to do. Then, definitely for this, you'd want to have an Iron Man set up if you were not already confident enough to take care of a Black Mirror technique. And those complement each other so well, and that's mentioned a lot in the section. You can see exactly how to use these in the major section. But I would use a Black Mirror to make him instantly like me. Because if this guy instantly likes me and instantly wants me literally to be his friend, I mean, it's like we always say this, you know, you either can give this guy your phone number because he wants to hang out with you in a totally, you know, heterosexual way, or he can give you a ticket. And we laugh about that because 9 times out of 10, you can get a cop to like you so much that they're like, man, you know, this guy is cool. And you do that with Black Ops techniques like the Black Mirror operation, so he ends up liking you so much because you have so much in damn common. And that's all laid out step by step.
So, and then basically you make this person look at you as, so this guy's just like me. How could I do something to a fellow whatever?
Yeah.
You know,
just like that, but I was a little bit higher, you see? So there was a little bit of a respect, like, wow, okay.
You know? I understand.
Yeah.
Like, so almost he wants to be like you. He sees that you're in common, but you're a position above him.
He wants to be like me a little bit. Passion training.
What's interesting, and what I've noticed from watching some of your work, is that you've observed that usually when someone is going to come at you in a situation, the example in this case being an officer wanting to give you a ticket, mm-hmm. or perhaps an example that you might use would be someone's boss wanting to issue to you some command that you didn't want to deal with, or, you know, being a boss. Like, most of the people already have a pre-programmed pattern of exactly how they do this every single time.
Yes.
And something that I've observed you do is the immediate pattern interrupt.
Yes.
And my favorite thing to have watched you do is when you'll take someone who, for example, a policeman about to give you a ticket, and just for liability's sake, I'm not going to say whether or not this actually happened, but let's just say there was a policeman wanting to give you a ticket, for example, and that you interrupted his pattern by confusing him before running Black Mirror on him just to break his state. Uh-huh. And throw him off balance, and you say, well, what would it not be like if you weren't giving me a ticket?
Exactly.
And the guy was like, what? And it was this totally nonsense question.
And
then you immediately
bonded
with
him. You were in the car, weren't
you? I'm not saying that I was there at all.
If it happened.
But you immediately bonded with the guy by saying, wait, that didn't come out right. I'm so sorry. That was a silly question for me to ask.
Yeah.
And then immediate Black Mirror on the guy, but that throwing him off balance a little bit, I saw was so powerful. And even that little nugget right there can get you out of or into as much as you want it to.
Definitely. When you mentally trip someone and they don't fall, you just mentally trip them.
Then you can help them
get back up.
That's right. That is an amazing tactic. I love the pattern interrupt. I've seen you do it many times. It's worked for me in many environments, and it's very, very powerful. Here's a question. It's a very valid question from a parent. Could you use Black Ops hypnosis to get your children to mind you better?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I've said this before. If a parent gets their child to mind them better by themselves with no Black Ops help or anything like that, they would probably use a 1/1,000,000th of a pattern of something we might would do. You see, this is taking social dynamics, studying it, turning it out, making it pretty much turning it into magic, you know. And I say that, and I've already said this is no magic in this is no spooky stuff, but really technology is magic. People used to think when they first saw fire it was magic, you know. When people, if you told someone 20 years ago that the internet would be here, it would be magic, you know.
Well, I think part of the reason that this course, despite your efforts and despite the efforts of people who are in the Black Ops community, has become so widely known and so coveted is because it's so effective. For example, if you're in sales and all of a sudden you start making 30 times the sales that you once did over the course of like a week, naturally
people are going to want to know what the hell is going on.
Naturally people are going to want to know. And I think it's only human nature for people who master this technology or even get moderately good at it, it's only human nature for them to want to show it off.
Yeah. And that's definitely been the problem. You know, I've had so many people email me, well, we definitely won't be saying anything. I guarantee you half of them probably did. It grew so damn quick, you know. In 3 months, 25,000 people. And it was much faster. And that's why I invented Black Ops Monthly. Once again, I'll have to mention that because I had to make a closed course to give the uber advanced information. Everything that is enclosed in this, you can take and change your life and change other people's lives immediately right in front of your face at a snap of a finger. You know, even the advanced techniques you listen to on the CD are so advanced, and I had to make something to slow it down with the Black Ops Monthly.
And really, I've seen your selection process of letting people join, and it's quite amazing to me because what's occurred is that the people who participate in Black Ops, and what we'll call, for the sake of this conversation, traditional Black Ops versus the Black Ops Monthly, which is just taking it on into an entirely different level. The people who participate in traditional, all of them, it seems, immediately want more, and they want to be in Black Ops Monthly. So it's almost like you have a situation where people are practically begging you to take money from them and to let them be part of Black Ops Monthly, where you have to turn them down. And I've witnessed your selection process, and you're actually very selective.
It's very. Unfortunately, I have to turn a lot of people away.
That's a testament in itself, however, to your commitment to maintaining the integrity of what is the advanced Black Ops content. Because if everybody knew the stuff that you go into in the advanced training and the ongoing training, I don't think it would dilute its effectiveness by any means, but I think in the wrong hands.
We just have to be selective.
Yeah, in 100%. The wrong hands, I think it could be dangerous. I think you're wise in being selective, but I think it also says a lot about your dedication to be so selective, because you are literally turning down what could only be described as a lot of money.
Yeah.
So to me, it's almost like you're an author or a musician or something, metaphorically, who has this excellent raw ability to create good music, and you're refusing the million-dollar endorsement deals to cheapen it,
for
example. And so I'm sure lots of our listeners and plenty of other people who are part of this community, which is getting more and more tightly knit, appreciate you and would like to thank you for that dedication.
And I do. I send an email out every once in a while after I've looked over a person who's bought the Underground Hypnosis course and make it available. But it's funny. It's just a tight-knit group, and I want to keep it that way. It's, you know, when we decided to take this work above ground, and I was, you know, large instrument. Now, you obviously know, and I've mentioned to the guys who are listening to us right now that the Underground pretty much broke up into separate pieces. And you have the three leaders who are still the most brilliant of all, and the ones who really have, you know, controlling, and still, you know, just like they made up the versions, and they made up strings 6 months ago. I mean, they're still coming up with this amazing stuff. But unfortunately, the Underground has broke off and almost diminished. I mean, and so that's why I got with the leaders, and they decided to let me limit my information that I could release and the severity of it. And then once we saw the reaction with Underground Hypnosis, we realized that we could revitalize this whole subculture. And we went to the Black Ops angle. And I definitely did not want that to be big. And it will never be big. That will never be an option.
Well, good. And I think you're ultimately doing a better service to the Black Ops community by limiting it.
Well, thank you.
It is hard to resist some of the success stories. One of our members, who will use his what we call his family name, which is Ronan. Mm-hmm. Recently, we were on a teleconference with him the other night, and the way he managed to engineer a social situation involving not one model, but I believe it was seven models.
That's right.
In a city where he didn't know anyone, in a bar where he was way underdressed, and would have normally stood out and, you know, almost looked stupid, actually, because he was so underdressed, completely re-engineered the situation using, I'm not even going to name the technique, but one that you mentioned and go into great detail about in the Black Ops Monthly membership, and had these women actually physically pawing at him.
Yes.
And one of them they didn't literally fight over him, but one woman did shove another woman away.
Yes.
To make room for herself there, and Ronan, you know, was very happy about it. Obviously,
and you guys obviously don't know Ronan, quote unquote, but I mean, just an average guy. You know, he's an average guy, totally great guy. It's not like he looks like Brad Pitt. I mean, he's just, you know, a regular guy, but his technique, he's honed it, and I'm so proud of him for doing that.
Well, and I think, you know, I don't want to give the impression that his experience or what we're talking about is just something about seduction or anything like that.
Oh, yes.
It could just as easily been...
have him all give him a dollar, you know, I mean, whatever, you know.
Or it could have been a college woman, college-age woman, walking into a boardroom with executives when she's in jeans and a T-shirt and they're in suits and ties and they're all older men in a position of normal traditional power. And she engineers that situation where they are clamoring to give her the attention.
Yes.
Clamoring.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's, you know, it's just amazing. It's amazing to see people pick it up so quickly. I swear it seems like people are picking it up more quickly now than when this stuff was being invented, you know, 2.5-3 years ago.
Well, I think there's a reason for that. As at least in this particular position as an outsider looking in, because I don't teach it, I'm a student of it.
Yes.
But as a student, and therefore observing the way this has been taught over these years, is that you and the leaders have honed the techniques so well to a point where now it's much easier for someone to learn.
Yes.
Because you guys have perfected it so much.
Yeah, that's
whereas
true.
When it began, it was very, very powerful, but everybody was learning.
You got a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, because when we started out, you know, trying to come up, obviously now we have the Black Mirror technique broken down into a 7-step process that is, I mean, it reads like an Albert Einstein equation. I mean, it's exact. There's no parts missing.
Yeah,
you
know? A perfect recipe.
Perfect recipe. And we, you know, the formula is great, and it took us a while to get there, so that's a great point. You know, we've just streamlined this whole process because of no other reason than we are just ridiculously obsessed people, you know? I mean, I cannot quit thinking, working, and doing this, and living it.
Well, it really comes through. Not only does it come through in the course, and obviously I can hear it in your voice while I'm discussing this with you, and I see it on a daily level, but especially in the Black Ops Monthly program, because that's when, for lack of a better word, you let your hair down a little bit and
yes.
really talk about the aggressive stuff. And it's, and you know, if I mean, A, traditional Black Ops is amazing in itself. I'm not in any way trying to say, hey, you know, traditional Black Ops is... It's not where it's at. It's all in the monthly thing, because quite frankly,
honestly,
the monthly thing is so hardcore that not everybody is ready for it.
And could not even start on the monthly stuff without mastering this course.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Because that's the thing. This, you know, this is a stepping stone, but I mean, it's in by itself, it is amazing. You know, but this other stuff is just a different level of information.
It is a whole new level, but it's a level worth striving for, and it's something that not everyone can attain.
Yeah.
But to the people listening, I would certainly say that it is worth being a serious student of Black Ops Hypnosis, being a serious student of these techniques, sharing your success stories. That's one thing I remember that when I was watching you select from the flood of applicants that came in initially, is that you would look for people who were actually practicing.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and were actually using the techniques. Because as people who are part of our community know, who are listening to this, it's not like you're this person who's completely inaccessible.
Yeah.
You know, if someone writes with you and discusses a technique and says, well, I have the sticking point with Black Mirror, you know, or with Cleaver, you know what I mean? You're actually there to help them, and you're there to encourage them when they give you a success story.
Oh,
and
yeah.
say, you know, here's how I engineered the situation. I was at work. I was in a board meeting. I was 35 minutes late, and I didn't have my materials with me. You know, I used Black Mirror, I used Pattern Interrupt first, went to Black Mirror, and immediately, instead of being the guy everyone was mad at, was being the guy where people were like, oh, thank God you're finally here, we couldn't wait.
Well, I mean, as you know, on the members page of the Black Ops Monthly, I actually have, and there's a members page with every audio CD. You doing a physical apprenticeship with me, you know, I know you listen to the CDs, but I don't know how much you visit the members page. But not only do we have the archive of every single Black Ops Monthly ever in MP3 format, also have specials on there. And I'm doing an advanced technique actually right now for next month that'll be Black Ops only. And so not only, you know, is the monthly CD and the newsletter there, but I also have the questionnaire form. And that's what I love personally. That's my personal thing. That's for me. Hearing people's social situations that they're going through the questionnaire form and being able to help them walk through that, to me, that's what this is about.
That's the big payoff.
That's the payoff, you know, to literally watch where someone was just like me 3 years ago and then realize, you know, hey, look, you know, here's what he needs to do, here's what he needs to do, and email him back and be able to do that. That, to me, is the payoff.
It's quite a revolutionary experience for someone to actually go through, because Black Ops is sure, I mean, obviously it's about hypnosis and it's about social engineering, but through hypnosis and social engineering and persuasion, you can have any end result that you want. Because I think everyone who's listening to this, and I know it's the case with you and I know it's the case with me, we don't practice and study this stuff just for the sake of practicing and studying.
Yeah, no, no.
You know, Black Ops isn't just about Black Ops alone. It's because we want to accomplish a certain end goal. And for some people, that might be a financial turnaround in their lives. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the ability to influence others is the single most important skill you can master.
But you're right. Most people want to get into Black Ops for personal reasons of their own self-satisfaction. And that's one thing I teach a little bit in the course, is that really we're also just egotistical, naked, scared to death people. And Black Ops shows you how to break through just your normal mode and really make the decisions of what you want to do. If you want to be just convincing and Mr. Popular to everyone, if you want to run a business, if you want to start at Waffle House and work all your way up until you're the president, which, did you know every president of Waffle House is actually started at the bottom?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they go up. And, those goals are so simple to achieve. And the reason most people don't, whatever your goal is because you haven't dynamically looked at it. You didn't even look at it. Everyone is wandering through freaking life having no clue what they're doing. You know, they're not thinking, okay, how can I control every single situation I'm in, be in control of it, and move up? Who do you think is going to move up quicker? You know, the guy who knows every situation?
Actually tries, or the guy that's just wandering around?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just by actually trying, I think you're 90% ahead of the game.
You're immediately there. And so it's really interesting. It's just funny to see how many lives this has changed, and not just because they persuaded someone to do this, but because they persuaded through their life to get to their major goal.
Yeah, they even persuaded themselves and their unconscious self. And it's so interesting to hear, you know, sometimes I have had the pleasure of meeting other members and, you know, becoming like, for example, our conversation earlier about Ronan and his success, and watching people adopt the lifestyle and, you know, immediately go from regular to 2.1 alpha or whatever version it is that they want to go through or whatever. It's great, you know. And I think a big part of this is that whether it's money that you want, whether you just want to be persuasive or popular, or whether you want to attract the opposite sex, or whether you want to feel more confident, any of that stuff is possible through Black Ops.
Easily. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of people who want to who email me saying, hey, you know, does Black Ops Monthly, would that help me with something like getting my wife back? She's wanting to leave me or my girlfriend.
I mean, I laugh because it's such a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
yes.
If you do it too much, the next question will be like, hey, I can't get my wife off of me.
Yeah, exactly. How do I get her to leave me?
not that, you know, but God, I mean, I got to leave the bedroom sometimes. You know? I mean, if you do it too much, you remember when you first started out, you know, I mean, it's kind of like you don't realize you've got this equivalent of a machine gun, you know? I mean, it's like you only have to shoot
You say that, because in the course I just focus so much on ammunition, and that's what's so great about Black Ops is that it's been cut down to a science and different techniques and tactics with labels. And I don't know if I told you, in the next month of Black Ops Monthly, I'm actually including a glossary now in the newsletter every month that has every technique written down in alphabetical order to keep up with. I'm going to update it every month, because see, with Black Ops, I like to give some info, you know, just give the media's info, but I don't want to overkill it. This is so much more potent. I can't, you know, give all the information at once. People wouldn't be able to get through it.
I think it would intimidate.
Yeah, it would be too intimidating.
You know, as being studying directly with you.
Yeah.
There's so much, you know, and I'm not even remotely claiming to know to have any kind of mastery of so much that there is, but I have seen that there is so much.
Yeah.
And from someone who, if you just threw all of that at anyone, and even if you threw it at me, and obviously,
this would probably implode. Not explode, they'd probably implode.
I think they really would totally flip out. It would be so much stuff to deal with, you know. So I think it's a good thing to chuck it down.
Yeah.
You know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
It's good just
no
to.
Doubt.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I honestly do it because it's my passion. And yeah. I said it on the Underground Hypnosis Society. I'm obsessed, man. I can't quit thinking about it. I can't quit doing it. You know, my life revolves around it, and so I want to do this until the day I die.
You're kind of like the mad chemist.
I am.
In the laboratory. You know, when 3 o'clock in the morning. The alarm goes off or whatever, or one of the kids wakes up and he said, I wonder what Taylor's doing. Oh, well, I can tell you exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he's down there making crazy black ops formulas.
24 hours, he's out trying a new pattern or a group of complete strangers to see if it works.
And that's what's so cool. You know, it's like I shared something last month with Black Ops that I just developed. You know, I call it the nose technique, and I'm saving this just for Black Ops. But I just developed it, and I was in the middle of testing, and I decided it was ready to go. And I've already had a couple comments that saying, wow, you know, that's awesome.
The funny thing is the lengths that you'll go through to test these new patterns.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the one where you did, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I'll just say Operation Greyhound.
Yeah.
When you took the bus completely by yourself with no money.
Yeah.
To see what would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And to not give away what happened or, you know, to not step out of bounds. Your results were favorable.
Yes.
And your experiment worked. But just to see, I mean... To say that, to call you like a mad chemist in this, I think is a very accurate, description, because not many people would go do something that seemingly insane as to do what Operation Greyhound was. And folks who are listening, and you guys that are here with us in the audience, I don't, you know, Operation Greyhound, you didn't put anyone in peril or anything or do anything that was literally insane, but it was quite a ballsy move, and it's way outside the normal boundaries of what quote-unquote normal people would do, people I call civilians.
Yes.
You know, what the civilian culture would do. Say, oh my God, you can't just get on a Greyhound bus and go 300 miles away from your house with absolutely no money on a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and try to use this pattern to get yourself back, you know. But that kind of dedication goes into... What is Black Ops?
Yeah, and that's why it's ever growing, and that's why it literally broke my heart to see a lot of the inner turmoil with the Underground and Secret Societies and it crumble down. And that's why I'm just thankful I'm able to, I was able to get with the leaders and actually do a slow release and kind of build it back. So.